This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1450. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave. On this edition, recorded March 3rd, strange frequencies from India and Spain, even more shortwave from China, Voice of Indonesia disappears, cuts threaten CBC and Radio Netherlands, new frequencies for Cuba, Peru, Zimbabwe, Sudan, Ukraine cancels DX program, QSLs from Falklands and Kahuzi in the Propagation Outlook. March 8th is the earliest possible date for daylight shifting to start in North America under the current rules, the second Sunday of March. So this produces two sesquiweeks rather than only 2 weeks of confusion until most of the other DST observing areas bring it on the last Sunday in March. And this has an effect, of course, on shortwave scheduling and shortwave listening. That's when the A09 season officially begins, March 29th. Nate Bargman in Kansas says it's bizarre the current date range for DST was for only 3 years, and we are entering the last year of this trial period. Next winter, the Department of Energy is to report to Congress on the amount of energy saved by extending DST for these 3 years. If Congress is convinced that enough energy was saved, then the trial format becomes permanent, and our DST will be from the second Sunday in March to the first Saturday in November. If it decides the other way, we'll go back to the prior dates of the first Sunday in April to the last Saturday in October. Most, but not all, U.S. shortwave stations observe local time rather than universal time, including the ones that carry World of Radio. So that means from March 8th, all the times when World of Radio is broadcast on shortwave from WWCR, WBCQ, and WRMI, shift 1 UT hour earlier. Those going by the local clock in DST areas in North America will still hear it at the same local time, but will really be 1 actual hour earlier. And I think in this case, the frequencies will remain the same. So that affects the number of airings on WRMI 9955. You'll find these and all the others listed on our website, worldofradio.org. Howard Jeff White says, the first week in March, we're off the air on the afternoons to do some much-needed maintenance work at the transmitter site. However, I think this will not affect any World of Radio times, but you won't be hearing World Radio Network relays for a few days. However, some other changes are coincidentally going into effect. WBCQ is canceled. The Thursday evening broadcast, UT Friday at midnight 30 on 7415. I know that was a time when many of you listened to one of our earliest airings of each new edition. The main broadcast on 7415 from WBCQ remains on Monday evenings, but is now 1 UT hour earlier at 2200 UT instead of 2300. And as far as I know, they're still airing a strip of World of Radios Monday through Friday at 1900 UT. I hope they'll be mostly the new edition rather than repeat, since we have lost some of our other regular airings. Of course, the 2000 time still applies through March 6th. And we're scheduled Friday evenings on Area 51 at midnight UT Saturdays, soon to be 2300 UT Fridays on 5110. However, that airing is sometimes missed, as it was the last week in February. Our new times by UT on WWCR from March 8th are Fridays at 2030 on 15825, Saturdays at 1630 on 12160, UT Sundays at 0230 on 5070, and Sundays at 0630 on 3215. Of course, you can also listen to World of Radio via our website or, thanks to WRN, via podcast. By the way, WBCQ's 5110 sometimes has some noisy interference on the low side of the frequency, which sounds sort of like jamming, but I'm quite sure it's actually some utility interference. It's tempting to think that any annoying noise interfering with our broadcast reception is jamming, that is, deliberate interference, but we shouldn't really jump to conclusions. Dave Valqua in Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, reports something on 7191.03. Could that be a jammer, he wonders? A fairly strong signal, but extremely weak audio from 1236 past 1300, February 28th. Music sounds sort of Chinese. Ron Howard in California has identified that as All India Radio, Mumbai. Yes, 7191.03, off frequency. He heard it between 1321 and 1550 UT on March 3rd. In vernacular. It was totally covered during the 14 UT hour by China Radio International's Japanese service. Another unexpected frequency from All India Radio is 4700. Ron Howard was hearing that on February 27th at 1536 with their news at 9 on the local hour. Otherwise, it's mostly in Hindi, of course. But there's no All India Radio station listed on 4700. He heard it again March 2nd, before and after 1500. Could be Hyderabad, which punched up 4700 instead of the correct 4800, but that could not be confirmed. Jari Savolainen in Finland was also hearing 4700 March 2nd from 1530. Possibly it could be one of the stations supposed to be on 4760, since they're two all-India radios, and he could only hear one of them. None of the other usual frequencies were missing. One of the 4760s, of course, is Port Blair, Andaman and Nicobar Islands. That was also reported separately back on February 25th by Ron Howard, before and after 1500 UT, relaying New Delhi starting at 1512. I was surprised to hear India's national channel on 9425 with more English than expected. Usually it's just 5 minutes of news on our half hour, such as 1430 and 1530, but on Monday, March 2nd, they continued in English past 1435 and 1535, not, however, on Tuesday. So maybe it's just an anomaly in their scheduling. Dorji Wangchuk, I believe, has been the verification signer of the Bhutan Broadcasting Service. But he's gone on to bigger and better things, so what do we do now? According to a press report from the Asian Broadcasting Union, sent on to us by Alokesh Gupta, he has not only gone on to manage another station, the private FM station, Centennial Radio, but he's become the country's first press secretary, as appointed by the King of Bhutan. In DSWCI, DX Window, report of one of those unusual Chinese stations, sort of utility and sort of a broadcaster, Qianjiang Maritime Radio in Wuhan, on 8794 USB. Heard February 14th at 1350, with instrumental music, time pips at 1400, and announcements by a female speaker and more music, presumably weather information, as heard in Austria. Referring to last week's World of Radio, Keith Perron in Taiwan says, I just heard you mention CRI News Radio and extended broadcast from Jiangsu People's Radio. You'll find many more popping up over the next few days and stay around up to 2 months, maybe more, it depends. The reason is simple. Last year and the year before that, there were lots of shortwave activity around this time of year because of the National People's Congress and the People's Consultative Congress, which happens every March, this year starting March 5th. Every year it's the same. In 2005, Beijing Traffic Radio all of a sudden appeared on shortwave using five frequencies. Why would you put a local, very local traffic radio station on shortwave? And that's already been reported this year too. We've all heard of Firedrake, but China also blocks international broadcasters by putting local and regional stations on shortwave. Tuning in shortwave radio in Beijing, Shanghai, Shenzhen, Guangzhou, Dalian, and others is like listening to stations on top of each other. The best of times, it's hard to listen to Chinese services of BBC, VOA, and others, but during Congress month, it's downright impossible. Something funny happened last May for a week in Shanghai during the Communist Party's regional meeting. A very local station called in English Children's Radio popped up on 12 frequencies. 2 days after the meetings ended, so did those shortwave transmissions. If you lived in China as long as I did, the Ministry of Propaganda tricks become very predictable. As a matter of fact, Hiroshi, via S. Hasegawa of Nagoya DX Circle, sends a new schedule for the minorities service known as China National Radio Network 8, or Minzu Zhisheng. It's been expanded since March 1st. That's shortwave transmissions and some on medium wave in Tibetan, Korean, Mongolian, Kazakh, and Uyghur. Can't give all those frequencies, but you'll find them in the latest DX Listening Digest 9020 via worldofradio.org. JSR, Seabreeze, Shokaze from Japan, the service concerned about North Korean abduction of Japanese nationals, has changed frequency again, presumably trying to avoid jamming or interference. They had been on 5910 for about 3 weeks, says Ron Howard, but he and I both noted them starting February 28th back on 5985. Which unfortunately collides with Myanmar. We thought they had several other standby frequencies available on the 49-meter band. That's at 14 to 1430 UT, 1 or 2 days a week in English. Other days in Japanese, Korean, sometimes Chinese, or even a bit of French. Strange goings-on at the Voice of Indonesia, especially their broadcasts between 13 and 15 UT. For a good many months, they had been airing English at 1300 on 9525.9. However, they suddenly corrected the frequency to exactly 9525.0. It's noted February 24th by Ron Howard and by me, still using their slogan, The Sound of Dignity. However, their language scheduling was off on that date. English actually started at 1450. I guess that was an early start for the repeat at 1500, which gets cut off shortly after 1500. The next day, February 25th, it was missing completely. On February 26th, I looked around again. At first, I thought it was missing, but then I could barely hear it at 1400 on 9525.0. However, it was starting English at 1402 rather than ending English and going into Malay. On February 27th, missing again from the 9 MHz channel, so I checked their other frequency, 11785, and there it was. Had not been on that frequency for months during that time period, and it was exactly 11785.0 rather than being up to 1 kHz off. They were concluding English this time at 1400 and going into Malay for the following hour. As long as they're on 11785, impossible to hear in North America on Saturdays and Sundays when WHRI is on the air blocking the frequency with Hmong Lao Radio and other programming before 1400. On Monday, March 2nd, around 14:30, I checked again, and there was a station on 11785, but not Voice of Indonesia. Instead, it was CRI's Chinese broadcast to Europe via the Kashi site during that hour. On March 3rd, I checked once again, but an hour earlier, around 13:30, and still no sign of Indonesia on 9 or 11 megahertz. So, what is next? We hope they come back somewhere. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio number 1450. Your contributions always welcome to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. Our thanks for financial support from Mark Fay in New South Wales. who conveniently sent a donation in Australian dollars converted to American dollars via PayPal to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Standard disclaimer. Adan Gonzalez in Venezuela says he's still trying to recover from the shock of having picked up the Solomon Islands Broadcasting Corporation February 20th at 0730 UT on 9541.7. Sinpo in the fours, it was in English with many mentions of Honiara. At 0757, something about flights of Solomon Airlines. He was quite surprised at the strength of the signal for half a sesquihour hour, although there was some fading after 0820, a strange propagational phenomenon, and he hopes he'll be able to QSL it. Radio Happy Isles was also reported February 22nd by Bruce Churchill, California, in Cumbre DX on 9541.5. He says the signal is good enough to detect a strong hum or other transmitter distortion on the frequency. From 0849, with the pop music and commercials and program announcements in English, at 0908, there were periods of decreased signal with some interference from China, which took over. There's a Chinese language station which took over at 0930, presumably Voice of Hope, rather Sound of Hope, in Taiwan, which is on the Aoki schedule between 0900 and 1100 on 9540, and of course, along with it, Chi-Com jamming. However, that is scheduled only on Saturdays and Sundays, so try for Solomon on weekdays if you're listening during that hour. However, you may have to keep trying. In Australian DX News, John Wright in New South Wales observes that SIBC was off the air when checked February 24th at 0700, but it was on the air with a good level the next day. For three nights in a row, and presumably the entire at least 72 hours, WBOH was running an open carrier, failing to modulate on 5920 variable. First noted February 24th at 0650 and following days at various checks around that time, but finally resumed modulation February 27th when I checked at 0627. A station you can hear on webcast, WUOT in Knoxville, has an interesting new series in March called Wordless Music. It pairs classical chamber music with more contemporary musical genres in an intimate concert setting to create a new experience. It's produced by Radio Lab and no doubt on many other public radio stations. On WUOT, it's Friday nights at 11 Eastern Time, whether daylight or standard. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal was hearing something interesting on 1500 kHz, a station in Greek, apparently coming from North America. Well, we know there is a little Greek ethnic station in Newport Richey, Florida, on 1500 WPSO. He was hearing an ID as Radio Olympics. Well, it turned out to be something a little bit less exotic, but still something to look out for, identified by Steve Witt in the medium wave circle in the UK. It is, in fact, WFED in Washington, D.C., 50 kilowatts, the former WTOP, which now has a regular Greek show during the very hour when Carlos was hearing it, Sunday at 2300 UT, but now Sundays at 2200 UT, and it's called Radio Olympus. Harold Froge in Michigan was hearing something playing music at the bottom edge of the top band, i.e. 1995 kilohertz AM, February 25th, from 0515 to sign off at 0605. Continuous rock hits from the 60s and 70s. No ID heard, but apparently a pirate actually operating within the 160-meter handband. Sure to raise objections. Something else, just above 2 megahertz, on 2598, single sideband, I ran across some maritime weather for the Grand Banks and other areas around Newfoundland and the maritime provinces. This was at 0740 UT. Noel Green in the UK says he hears it too, and it is the Canadian Coast Guard from Placentia, Newfoundland, VCP, with a regular broadcast at 0737. There's several other stations doing the same at other times on the same frequency, usually at 7 or 37 minutes past the hours. There have been some alarming press reports about the financial crisis and its effect on the CBC in Canada. The Star had an article February 25th, Tories talk tough as CBC seeks financial help. And looming cuts would shake CBC to its core, another Star story on February 26th. Thanks to Dale Rothert for sending that on to us, as well as Anthony Markovich and Fred Waterer. Furthermore, via Anthony Markovich, news that CTV has decided to close down some of its TV stations, at least until they can sell them, unless they can sell them, CKX in Brandon, Manitoba, an erstwhile CBC affiliate, and a couple in Ontario, CKNX and CHWI, plus their relay stations. We're a bit late, but still congratulations to Radio Verdad in Guatemala, which celebrated its 9th anniversary on February 25th. But still no sign of resuming their shortwave transmissions on 4052.5. If you've ever heard or QSL the station, you might want to drop them a line of congratulations anyway, and you can hear their webcasts, www.radioverdad.org. In the Radio Escudos group, Ulises Galetti in Brazil thinks he's heard the Guatemalan listed on 4699.3 Radio Amistad in San Pedro La Laguna. That was at 2245 UT back on the 7th of February. However, there happens to be a Bolivian on almost the same frequency, which is a lot closer to Brazil, Radio San Miguel in River Alta, 4699.35, reported March 1st by Terry Kruger in Florida at 0310 UT. Well, it seems neither of them got a definite ID, but we think the only active one is the one in Bolivia. Ulises went ahead and contacted the Guatemalan station and got a reply from David Daniel of Missionary Broadcasting in Mobile, Alabama, which is associated with the station. He thought they might have been testing their shortwave transmitter, but that seems not to be clear. They are, however, desirous of resuming shortwave. So keep an ear on 4700 variable to see whether you hear Guatemala or Bolivia. Caribbean Beacon Anguilla is being reported around the world on medium wave 1610, leading DXers such as John Plimmer in South Africa to wonder how much power they are really running, listed in the handbook as only 10 kilowatts. George McClintock tells me it's now 25 kilowatts. On March 1st, I reported that Radio Havana's English frequency to North America 6140 was in a bad collision with Romania in Spanish during the 0300 UT hour. Guess what? A couple of nights later, Cuba had moved to 6180, the frequency it had used some months before, at least when I heard it at 0448 until 0700. So we'll see if that's a permanent change, correcting this problem, at least for the time being. After several weeks of no transmissions at all, Alo Presidente from Venezuela via Cuba resumed on March 1st. The lead-up show started around 1400 or 1430, and the president himself seemed to get started at 1530 UT. The frequencies to check, 17750, 13750, 13680, 11875, and 11690. In the Condish list, Alfredo Benjamin Cañote Bueno in Peru reports a new Peruvian he heard on 4805, February 26th at 2235 UT. It's in Ayacucho, and its name is Radio Rasuilca, R-A-S-U-W-I-L-C-A. That seems to be the name of a mountain peak. The handbook, however, lists another station as active on 4805, Radio San Juan in Huamanga. Mike Berkloff has found a webpage belonging to Brett Saylor. showing QSLs from the Falkland Islands, and also with an audio clip as heard in the 1970s in Pennsylvania. You'll find a link to it in DX Listening Digest 9018. Carlos Gonzalez in Portugal heard Spain on a strange frequency, 4665 Radio Exterior at 1912 UT with football. Well, we figure it's one of those difference mixing products from two other intentional frequencies, 11940 minus 7275. Last fall, Radio Netherlands cut off shortwave broadcasts in English to North America, but they claimed they were still getting terrific response to their Spanish shortwave broadcasts. But now we've learned via Horacio Negro, as announced on their mailbag program, that with the A09 season, they are also canceling shortwave broadcasts to South America south of the Amazon, although continuing them for the time being to areas further north. However, some of the transmissions are probably going to continue dribbling on into South America, such as Greenville on 9450 at 2300. The revived Happy Station broadcast from Keith Perron in Taiwan is now definitely scheduled on WRMI Wednesday evening, March 11th. That's UT March 12th at 0100 on 9955. Tom Meyer and others will be heard. Furthermore, he's offering a special premium for reports on the shortwave transmission only, thanks to the cooperation of Sanjian, giving away two shortwave radios. We are sad to hear via Sergey S. that Radio Ukraine International has laid off its DX editor. Alex Yegorov has announced that he is leaving the National Radio Company of Ukraine. So his final DX program was the one first broadcast on February 21st and 22nd. Let's hope at least it will be repeated for a month or two as per the usual practice on their Saturday broadcasts. With that intriguing title, The Whole World on the Radio Dial. Sergey S. in Moscow also says, on the Russian side, there are persistent rumors that funding for both Voice of Russia and Russia Today, the TV service, will be cut dramatically very soon. Putin said the economic situation will worsen and that we've not reached the bottom yet. Dave Vaco, Pennsylvania, Hardcore DX, was pleased to get a verification from Radio Kahuzi in the Congo DR for reception October 07 on 6210 because he recently sent them an MP3 clip. However, it's not clear whether they are on shortwave currently. He's trying to find out more information. Yari Savolainen in Finland reports there's yet another target broadcast for Zimbabwe, which started March 1st. It's Zimbabwe Community Radio at 20 to 21 UT daily via a UAE transmitter on 5935. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued March 3rd. A and K indices still mostly 5 and 2, with a peak to 12 and 4 on March 13th, and solar flux still stuck at 70. And that's World of Radio number 1450. Glenn Hauser hoping you've enjoyed the show, and we'll hear me again next week.